You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. I wanted my cake and eat it too. I wanted it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually greater than you think.
The Prince of Anger. Yeah. So, you know, I've got all this, I won't say I've got all this, so I get this blowback, people, you know, when they hear that I want to ban political parties. Did you watch TV last night? Did you see the shit show? Let me tell you, how rich is, like, Saturday Night Live, do you think, how pissed are they that they're not filming right now? Right? I mean, the sawed-off Italian smurf that's now the director of communications doesn't know to say this is off the record. This is off the record. He's the director of communications. The director of communications. What an idiot, honestly. And then he goes off about Steve Bannon sucking his own cock? I mean, really? What an idiot. What a straight-up idiot. And this guy, he's the director, like, of all the jobs that a person who would have, would have, he's the director of communications. Like, come on, man. I mean, can you imagine? The Saturday Night Live writers are just like, oh, my God. This is so rich. How can we not be in session right now? How can we not be doing it? The Republicans, you know, they just keep giving it to us and giving it to us and giving it to us. So, I mean, seriously, what a clown show. Then he calls... He calls the president's chief of staff a what? Hold on. I want to get the quote right because it's just so rich. It's like you can't even believe. He kind of looks a little bit like a combination of Joe Piscopo and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, my God. And he goes off about the information that got leaked about him. Bro, have you ever heard of Freedom of Information Act? Yeah, this is the government. People ask for documents you fill out. Oh, my bad. Sorry about that. This is like the clown show of all clown shows. And so, to those of you who would ridicule what I had to say about political parties... Where are we now? The Democrats are now calling for bipartisan support or bipartisan discussions on health care. Right? That's what the Republicans called for and what the Democrats didn't give to them when they passed this shit show that's collapsing in front of them. It's a clown show. An absolute clown show. And that's what substitutes for our national government. I also got emails yesterday about transsexuals. And you know, the guys who push back on the new dudes on who pushed back on his hire, looking pretty smart right now. But he's, you know, that's it's quintessentially Trumpish, right? To do all this shit, think he does because he's got a touch of the arrogance in him. That guy thinks he's going to go to Washington D.C. and break it off in everybody's ass. He would have another thing coming. That's not the way that town works. At some point, people will get after him. They will look into his background. They will find people. And he will come back planet. So, I mean, he comes off as a total clown. He doesn't know how the information about him got released, which is in a very public way. You know, and it's rinse, and it, quote, rinse, writes, it writes, is a fucking paranoid, schizophrenic, a paranoiac. Oh, Bill Shine is coming in. Let me leak the fucking thing and see if I can cock block these people the way I cock block Samarucci for 6 months. It's just, come on, you watch this, and you know, and you wonder, right? And you know, like, Kelly, Dunford, Mattis, what, I mean, what must they think of it? They're sitting there, and these guys, like, you gotta be kidding me. Oh, my God, it's just crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyway, so we'll talk about that, the news. But the health, you know, health shocker. Did anybody think that was going to go anywhere? It was a hollow man get to negotiate with the House. Couldn't even get there. John McCain kills it. So where does it go from there? I don't know. These American people sit around and wait. Can they get their act together? Can they do it? And the answer continues to be no, 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 and no. So what the hell? And it just you sit there and watch it every day, and you're just like flabbergasted at what goes on. I'll give you a quick snapshot of. So the blowback I get is transgenders don't belong in the military because high rate of suicide, don't know who they are, blah, 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 blah. Right? I get it. Okay? I would pose the question to you, how do you disqualify, in the United States, how do you disqualify a segment of the population? Now, you can disqualify individuals. How do you disqualify a segment of the population? And I go back to, in the United States, under a constitution that says, like, what is the public interest in banning gay marriage? And I used to get this, oh, Mac, Don't quote the Bible when we're arguing about this, right? Regardless of what I feel about it, morally, with that as our constitution, what is the compelling public interest that bans gay marriage? And don't talk to me about morals. Well, that gets problematic, right? So, hey, I get it. How do you, and I made this comment yesterday. One of the things I've learned about suicide and post-combat suicide, most of the time, and I'll generalize here, and I know I'm generalizing. There were structural, not always, but most of the time, their structural fault, and when you loaded all that stress onto that structural fault, then the structure could only take so much and it crumbles. But was it that? Was it those events? Well, no, really, that structural fault happened here because of this trauma at this age. It created this fracture. So, you know, look, I'm well aware of the perils of bringing people that have structural faults in the United States military. And so a friend of mine calls me last night and he says, well, you know, we don't give psychiatric examinations. We do some testing relative to health and things like depression, we ask questions about. But that's the extent of our screening. ADHD. And so I can tell you that the whole depression thing, you know, the commandant, you know, was on this thing about people committing suicide. Never been to combat, you know, breaks up with this girl. She posts something. He posts something about her and him. And she posts a comment underneath that that said the initials, why don't you go hang by WDY, whatever, blah, 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 blah. So what does he do? He hangs himself. 19 years old at Camp Pendleton. Hung himself from the shower, from the rod that goes, the steel rod that goes across the shower that holds the shower curtain. So, those pre-existing conditions where there's faults, how do you eliminate an entire class of individual in the United States? How do you do that? Now, certainly the president can do it. But I don't know that that's the way we do things. Now, I will tell you, the president, maybe he made it easy for the DOD. Okay, I think the process, though, should have been allowed to take its course that General Mattis embarked the DOD on, a six-month review of it. And then I think he should have taken the recommendations of the Secretary of Defense, and I think he should have done what he would do with them. Okay. But it just looks loose and not well done. But I don't know. I mean, again, you could do it by executive order and say, no, this class of people is just too much. But if somebody comes to you post-op and they pass your physical and they don't have a history of depression, should they be allowed to serve? Interesting question. Now, again, the suicide rate among them, I got it. How in the United States do you ban a group of people? Now, it's Friday. Whitney Houston sings the national anthem, which will make it official. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
from there to my daughter calling.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans. Wipe us home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Done, Dad.
All right, my second child singing today is, if you've never heard me tell this story, and somebody asked me the other day about it, so I'll quickly tell it again. Excuse me if you've heard it. My number two son, Patrick, who's currently floating out in the Pacific, Patrick's OCS class graduates in the rotunda of the National Museum of the Marine Corps, which, if you've never been there, is incredible, right? All marble, airplanes hanging, real airplanes hanging from the ceiling, the Corsair, you know, cool shit, right? The quotes, you know, that ring the top of the rotunda. Dan Daly, Colonel Schaup at Tarawa. Those quotes. One of my best friends, Dave Furness, is a Brigadier General at the time. He's the commissioning officer just by accident. All right, we'll put an end to that. And so, and then I've got a couple guys who were in Afghanistan, who were in Quantico, and threw their alphas on and came down. So we're standing there, and then second lieutenants, right? Motivated, right? They're fired up. They're going to get commissioned. They're no longer candidates. They're going to realize a dream. And that's what this song is. And so that's, even though the first word is cut off, it's awesome. Absolutely. So that's where this song comes from. Staff Sergeant Gunny, First Sergeant, yell, sing it, and they get fired up at the end. It's awesome. No musical accompaniment. It's the best that song ever sound. Just, you know, just Marine voices ripping it, right? Fired up about it.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
You notice no comment from the Secretary of Defense. He's been on vacation. No, I love that version of of the Marine Sim. It's awesome. Yeah, I get goosebumps. Depending on if I'm, you know, what I'm doing. If I'm reading something, then I'm distracted. But when I sit there and listen to it and I recall that day, I'll get goosebumps. It's awesome. Awesome day. My oldest son, John, first lieutenant there. My battle buddies there. You know, guys I've deployed with. Chris Bronzi there. Was in Ramadi with him in 2004. Fellow IOC instructor. Was in Afghanistan. We were in Afghanistan together. A great friend of mine. In fact, Bronzi has magical powers over the Yankees. I can't explain it. Yeah, it's incredible. And then and Dave Furness, Battle Buddy times three, Ramadi, Fallujah, and Afghanistan. And he's a commissioned officer. It's awesome. And then a couple other of my friends joined us in Quantico for a little party we threw. It was a great day, but being in that rotunda, you know, you're younger, and I never thought both my sons would be Marines. I didn't really care, to be honest with you. I want them to be good people, to be good people in their community, to be a version of George Bailey, right? Some kind of good version of George Bailey. That's what I wanted for all my kids. So, but I'll tell you what, I think it's cool. I think it's cool as fuck that they're Marines. I think it's cool as fuck they're Marine officers. I think it's way cool as fuck that they got their man cards and became infantry officer. That's right. And I would love them just as much if they didn't, but I like them. I like them more. And we could talk the same talk, so that's cool. Anyway, let me finish the weather. Quantico, cloudy at 80. In Camp Lejeune, it is partly sunny and 83. Granbury, Texas, 88 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Big Timber, Montana, 71 under partly cloudy skies. 29 Palms, 82 degrees and sunny. At Camp Pendleton, it is cloudy and 61. Camp Smith, 77 degrees under cloudy and dark skies in Hawaii right now. In Okinawa, 86 and cloudy and dark. In Raqqa, it is 104 degrees. At the home of All Marine Radio, it is 66 degrees. Quick comment about Raqqa. I'm not even going to have time to do the news because we'll come back to it in about an hour. Kim will spend about an hour with us, then we'll come back to these issues. I got an email I want to read to you. And then, but we had this thing happen in 2004 where we have Fallujah surrounded, and it's between the first and the second Fallujah, right? So it's in the interregnum. So we're sitting around Fallujah, and then there's this big fight that starts in Najaf. And guess where all the media went? They went to Najaf. And then we started doing these feints into the city, and then these guys would run to defend that part of the city, right? We'd have AC-30 gunships up in the air. It was essentially a feint. And these guys would just... And we'd have, you know, we had F-18s. We had all kinds of shit up in the air. And they would just make it rain death. And because there was no media, there was no reporting on it. It's kind of like Raqqa. Did you read stories about Raqqa? Not really. If you follow it, you'll know that almost half of Raqqa is in the hands of our allies. Did you know that? Yeah. So the question became, if you destroy a city and there's nobody there to watch it and report on it, did you really destroy it? Yeah, philosophical question. No media presence, no pool reporters in Raqqa. What's going on? Good question. Because when we laid the wood to Fallujah for about 3 weeks, I mean, AC-130 ships going Winchester, right, running out of ammunition because they shot it all over the city. That's a lot of ammunition, boys and girls. Right, yeah, you're getting these Winchester reports. And pretty soon when we run those ruses, nobody moved. Yeah, pretty amazing. But it's my point is about the coverage. You know, what's going on in Raqqa? There's a street brawl going on in Raqqa, and there's a lot of supporting arms because Mosul is done. You know, there's onesies and twosies and cells and stuff like that, and they will go back to suicide bombings and car bombings and things like that. But the stack of air that used to be devoted to Mosul, guess where that is now? It is laying the wood to Raqqa. All right, let me read you one more. entitled, really, question mark, so you know this is going to be good. I would hardly blame Sam Marucci on the Republicans. He is a Trump product, and Trump is not a Republican. Oddly, he ran as a Republican. By the way, so very lovely to see McCain end the deciding, cast the deciding vote last night. Tell me that wasn't intended to poke Trump in the eye. Also, McCain voted for the clean repeal in 15 when there was no chance Obama would sign it. Now he's one of six Republicans that voted against it when it mattered, after previously voting for it. He is just as full of shit as the rest of them. Look, I don't disagree with that. His speech, though, wasn't full of shit. His speech was spot on. What we really need is term limits so these 30-year senators don't get rich screwing the country. You know, I agree. I don't think they need to be so short. I mean, John McCain has served in the Senate for 30 years. I think there should be an age limit, okay? I think you should give it up when you're 65. Strom Thurmond at 90, being wheeled in. Do you remember that? Being wheeled in on a gurney to cast a vote in the Senate. Come on. That's ridiculous. He doesn't even know his name. Okay? He doesn't even know his name. Strom. What? Strom. Who's that? That's you. Oh, yeah, that's me. Yeah, how can I help you? It's clown stuff. Yeah. Again, get rid of the political parties. Because what you've all this bullshit we've seen with the political parties, what it does is moderate Democrats, okay, and moderate Republicans form the majority of our Congress, the vast majority. They can't do anything together. Why? Because you can't play. You can't do bipartisan politics. And you hear Chuck Schumer. You hear Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, this stuff that comes out of their mouths now? We'll finally get to... Well, wait a minute. When you guys were a majority, did you reach across the aisle? Oh, not only no, but fuck no. It's just hypocritical bullshit. And that's what you get. But I will tell you what. How can you not see... And I'll tell you what. If you haven't read the whole article in The New Yorker, read it. And let me just read you a couple paragraphs of it. Samarucci was particularly incensed by a political report about his financial disclosure form, which he viewed as an illegal act of retaliation by Priebus. This is how dumb this son of a bitch is. The reporter said Thursday morning that the document was publicly available, and she had obtained it from the Export-Import Bank. Samarucci didn't know this at the time, and he insisted to me that Priebus had leaked the document and that it was the act was a felony. Quote, I've called the FBI and the Justice Department, he told me. And then here's the reporter. Are you serious? The swamp will not defeat him, he said, breaking into the third person, which is a sign of being mentally disturbed. They're trying to resist me, but it's not going to work. I've done nothing wrong on my financial disclosure. This is the Director of Communications. I mean, it's incredible. He's another psycho. Someone also told me that senior officials, he had no interest in media attention. I'm not Steve Bannon, this quote. I'm not trying to suck my own strength to the president. I'm here to serve the country. He reiterated that Priebus would resign soon, and he noted that he told Trump that he expected Priebus to launch a campaign against him. Quote, he didn't get the hint that I was reporting directly to the president. And I said to the president, here are the four or fives that he will do to me. There you have it. He's the director of communications. He forgets to tell the reporter, this is off the record. Oh, my God. You can't make it up, right? The only tragedy in all this is there's not going to be... I mean, Saturday Night Live, they'd be ripping up the script right now. They'd be writing a new one. All right, we're going to take a break. The Almarine Radio head chef going to join us, give us a reprieve from talking this craziness. So, he coming up next on a Friday edition of Almarine Radio, right here, home for Almarine Radio. That would be your radio network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Spy Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives.
This hour of our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug, starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your... Anything that went on camera, light... Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. On a Friday, Mike McNamara with you. Like, you know what's, have you ever heard the term target-rich environment? Like, what do you want to talk about? There is, like, that you have stuff coming out of investigations, right, that's crazy. And you have, although, come on, you couldn't make up a richer thing than what Scaramucci said yesterday. Right? And supposedly the president encouraged his little rant, but who knows if that's true. Right? You have health care, you have the North Koreans, you have the Russian thing, you have now evidently coming out of, I want to say, the House Intelligence Investigation, who paid for the dossier of all the fake news about Donald Trump last summer? Who paid for that? Oh, maybe, no, not the Democrats. So, it's amazing to listen to. And, you know, we're getting a chance to see it, you know. Trump, not very polished. Scaramucci, did he mean to do that? Did he mean to do that? I can't imagine, like, he meant to do that. You're going to use that kind of language to go into print, and you're the director of communications at the White House? Pretty astounding. Pretty astounding stuff. So, North Koreans fired another missile. So, just so you know. they were making preparations, and you know, that stuff's easily discernible from satellites. So, yeah, North Korea, they continue. No indication where the thing came down. No indication where the missile came down. Shit, you can't make it up. You can't make it up. The email about transgender. Hey, Mac, I don't wish any ill will on them, but they don't belong in the military. I guess the person that you're talking about might exist, but come on, mentally, that's a load to deal with in your life. I was born a man. I want to be a woman. And so I go through that. How old do I, when do I start? I mean, there are limits of when you can enlist. Let's just say the process is a 10-year process. So you better start it in your early teens so that you can enlist. Otherwise, it's not an issue because they'll be too old to enlist. How old can you be to enlist in the United States military? I think officers, it's 25 or something like that. Age limits to enlist in the U.S. military. Here you go. Survey says, the maximum age for Army enlisted recruits is 35. Holy shit! While the Navy and Marines cap recruit ages at 34 and 28, respectively, under federal law, the oldest recruit any branch of the military can enlist is 42, though each service sets its own policy within that limit. 42 normally doctors, lawyers, things like that. And there's an article. The Air Force raises enlistee age limit from 27 to 39. Well, then you can take your time with your sex change operation, and yeah. How old is too old to join the military? The Air Force typically closes the door to recruits at 27. The Marines close it at 29. Both the Army and the Navy limit the maximum age to 34. Yet the Coast Guard has both doors open to applicants as old as 39, according to military.com. You have to have a high school diploma or a GED. Not all branches accept GEDs. You have to pass the Army Service Vocational Aptitude Test, otherwise known as the ASVAB. And you have to do the physical. Be in good health. There's the broad one. Be in good health. What does that mean? Be a U.S. citizen or a green card holder. Either one. Boom. You're in. I think if you're a green card holder and you serve, you should become a citizen. Right? You've done more than a lot of people have done in this country. So anyway, so Coast Guard, 39 years old. You can start at 18. You could be done at 28. You can live a few years on your own. Join the Coast Guard, right? Before you're 34, you're full up brown. But I understand the point. The point that the email makes is this. Mac, the slice of the population you're talking about is pretty small. I get it. I understand. Hello? That is a boatload to deal with. Okay? Changing who you are as a human being. Okay? And now we're going to load all this other stress. And, oh, by the way, you might get teased about it. Okay? You're not going to the most sensitive of environments. Right? You know that. You were going to invite comment, and you're going to get teased about it, so just hope you're okay with that. because we will undoubtedly have to have transgender sensitivity training. In fact, to that end, General Mattis earlier this week was quoted, get unnecessary training off warfighters' back. And I'm trying to see if they had a list of them, things they have. And it is a whole litany of sensitivity, alcohol awareness class, suicide awareness class. You know, there's all kinds of annual training that you have to do that you essentially take a day and you run two shifts, 07 to 11:30, and you're down in there and it's class after class after class. Make sure they sign the roster and we check it all off. Normally you do it like the day after you come back from Christmas leave. So you come back from Christmas leave on a Tuesday morning, and then nobody's in the mood to work, certainly. And so just throw them in the gym, walk everybody in front of them, check the blocks, and we're done with it. That's how it works. That's how you do it. So you don't, you know, you get that stuff out of the way so your subordinate units can go ahead and do the work that they need to do. In addition to, and he's quoted here, I want to verify that our military policies also support and enhance warfighting readiness and force lethality, Mattis said. Mattis also ordered a review of the retention or separation of permanently non-deployable service members. Now, can you imagine that? Permanently non-deployable service members. The civilian workforce hiring process, and he also asked for an increased emphasis on counterintelligence training for each of the service's law enforcement branches. So, anyway. So, interesting stuff. He is a SecDef trying to lean that thing out. Permanently non-deployable service members. So, what would that be? That would be your... You know, the Marine Corps has an MOS. It's a permanent. Actually, Mike will be able to tell us about it. But you're a full-time recruiter. That's all you do. You go to recruiting. You do it well. So you stay and you can live in that community. You're going to be a recruiter. So we'll talk to Mike about that. So Secretary Mattis wants a review of the retention or separation of permanently non-deployable service members, right? That's what you would be if you would, well, you wouldn't be permanently, but you would be non-deployable for an extended period of time, maybe a little bit different list. Although not permanently, you know, you would be for a decade or so non-deployable. So anyway, here's my ethical conundrum. No, my intellectual conundrum. And it is this. In a nation that doesn't discriminate against groups, which is the United States, how do you prohibit transgenders from serving? Now, the president can just enact it and say, no, they can't do it, okay? But I'm just saying, how do you, as a nation? And if you're getting, you know, so another email. Mac, you're painting the little engine that could scenario for me. The probability of that happening is so small. Well, okay, then, okay, but should you be open to the idea that somebody walks into your office at the age of 32, has been a transgender person, since they were the age of 25. And they don't suffer from depression, they're a full up round, man or woman, and they can go ahead and they can meet all the physical, challenges, and they haven't checked anything in terms of, any of the blocks that disqualify you, relative to your quote unquote health. What would be the rationale in banning that person from serving? again, I go back to the people's opposition. What was the public interest in banning gay marriage? The answer, there is no. There is no public interest. In a nation that has a constitution that says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, oh, you morally object to it? Okay, well, too bad. I got up. I had to defend. This is hilarious. So I'm a company commander in the 3rd Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion. The commanding officer is Lieutenant Colonel Robert B. Neller. So we're going to do a PME, and Don't Ask, Don't Tell just came out. And so Neller's down there with the sergeant major and the chaplain, and we've got all the officers and staff NCOs in this. I think it was a big classroom out in 29 Palms, 3rd LAR. So he says, okay, everybody on this side of the room is going to argue for the ban on for the ban against gays in the military, and everybody on this side of the room is going to argue against the ban on gays in the military. And so I was on the side that had to argue against the ban on gays in the military. And you can imagine, so I don't know how many different groups on our side of the room there was. There's probably 3. And everybody's like, I don't want to argue for this. And so I said, come on, man, it's just a debate. Let's, you know, have a good time with it. And they're like, no. And so people were all pissy about it. And I said, okay, I'll defend it. And they're like, all right, Mac will defend it. So they got up and the other side gets up and talks about how bad gays are. And Sergeant Major stood up, and I won't tell you his name. He goes, I didn't join the Marine Corps to serve with anybody with shit on their dick. Oh, man. And the chaplain, he got up. I can't remember really what the chaplain said. He threw some biblical. He was speaking in opposition to gays in the military. And so now so Nelly looks to my side of the room and he says, okay, who's going to speak? And they all look at me. And so he goes, Mac. So I stood up and I said, so what's the problem here? What is the problem here? You're going to kick out good Marines for what conduct? And they're looking around. I said, so what's the conduct that you find so abhorrible? Anal sex? And then, you know, people start laughing. I said, okay, let's have a show of hands. Put your hand up if you've engaged in anal sex. And some people put their hands up and everybody starts laughing. And I said, so is that the issue? I said, so Sergeant Major, if you don't want to serve in a organization where guys have shit on their dicks, guess what? You're already in one. Well, so I said, hey, the Sergeant Major starts to get pissed. And so Neller looks at me and I said, hey, sir, do I have the floor? He said, yes. And he said, Sergeant Major, you'll have a turn. So I said, so is that the issue? Is that the issue? Or is it a morals issue? I said, what about the Marines when we're in Thailand and the Philippines that take up with underage prostitutes? What about that? Should they go? That's a moral failure. What about all the married guys in here that have cheated on their wives in the Philippines and Thailand? Is that a moral failure? So what do we talk about? Their moral failure, we don't like. We judge theirs to be wrong, but we're okay with ours. And anal sex, we don't like it when they have it, but it's okay when we have it. Yeah? I said, let me tell you, you hypocritical son of a bitches. With that, Nelly says, Mac, be careful. I said, no. I said, yeah, what about all you divorce guys? The only reason a woman divorces a man is she, right? He can't satisfy her. And then Neller yells at me and goes, hey, be careful. I said, so all you divorce guys, are you gay? What's your problem? Maybe we should come after you too. And I said, look, you're a little witch hunt here against gays. And it needs to end. All right? Gays are people too. Some of them are good Marines. Right, and you're engaging in some of the behavior that you find abhorrent, and your morality is as corrupt as theirs, if not worse. I rest my case. Miller looks at me, and he says, "You need to sit down and shut up." And my friends were laughing their asses off. They're like, "Dude, that was awesome. That was awesome." And, but again, what is the rational basis? What was the rational basis for banning gay marriage? And the answer is there was not. Consenting adults in the privacy of their own home, in a land that has as its constitution life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, can't be banned. So I would ask the DOD the same question. Yeah, I get it. You know, they have much higher rates of suicide. I got it. But what if somebody walks in who's not afflicted by that? Are they eliminated too because of the group they come from in the United States? It's un-American. And I would accept that you would say, yeah, but that's such a small... Oh, that's fine. That's fine. But if they're willing to put up with the teasing, that's certainly going to happen. And if they don't have mental health issues, and they're physically fine, then why, you know? Now, again, like anybody else, if they're a burden, we get rid of them. You got to be a widget. You got to be an interchangeable widget in the machine. To the extent that you're not a widget, we don't need you. Go away. And that's what Mattis is saying here with this review of non-deployables, right? Mattis also ordered a review of the retention or separation of permanently non-deployable service members. Now, you may have some that are double amputees that are instructors and things like that, and he may say, you know what? I like that. Why are they permanently non-deployable? No, you need to get the fuck out. Either you deploy or you're not, you're limited value. Some I can see. But I will tell you what, if you go to the amputees and ask them if they want to be, you know, non-deployable, they'll say, fuck no, I don't. I'll deploy. I love doing this. My life. My passion. So, I get that operationally, when you come on active duty, you can't be switching sexes. That's against the rules. And so we can't do that. And if you come and you say, hey, I want to switch sex, we're going to say, sorry, can't do it. And I even rethought, you can't have that as a grounds to be discharged. You can change your sex after you serve out your enlistment. Okay? That's this contract you signed with the American people. That's what you've been trained for. We expect you to fulfill that. Right? Most enlistments, 3 or 4 years. They would be part of the way through that. So they would have to wait a couple years in order to, you know, get their sex change on. So, again, I am surprised, though, and we'll talk to Mike here in a few minutes. I am surprised that we don't do psychological testing. So we're going to talk to him about that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. More of Armoring Radio coming up next. The Gunner, straight from Texas. That's right, the Lone Star State. Yeah, we're going to talk Texas transsexuals. More of Armoring Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military? For a first responder? For a hunter? For an outdoorsman? Or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you. The Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. BattleMug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.